Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents the inspirational word of the day.
Night in the emergency room. Throughout the night, there'd been a 2 to 4 hour wait to get back into a room. The triage nurse placed the patient in the room, and all she told me that he was a 20-something African-American man with a recent history of multiple gunshot wounds. He had multiple ostomies, or aka tubes, coming out of him as a result of being shot, and he was there for abdominal pain. Also, she added that his girlfriend had threatened to hit the lady in registration because it had taken them so long to get back and get evaluated in treatment. Okay, here we go, I think to myself. Since you've already threatened staff, let me armor up, as Brené Brown would say, put on a smile and walk into the room and introduce myself. I bet you've already formed a picture in your mind of how that conversation went, right? Right? Why? Because we all have something called implicit bias. Merriam-Webster defines it as prejudice that is present, but not consciously held or recognized. In this culture, we've turned everything into a reality show where we can sit back and evaluate and judge the moves and the motives of other people. Whether it's the panhandler asking for money at the intersection, the entire family sitting at the Walmart entrance or exit to the parking lot, the person on your job who calls out sick, that neighbor you share a wall with that's always yelling, or someone on Survivor or Big Brother. Let me update you about my patient. I didn't know that he was a family guy that had an infant son and was leaving a youth sporting event where he had been supporting his little cousin, and that while strapping his son into the car, suddenly he felt his left side go numb and he fell to the ground. I didn't know that there were 2 teenagers that had gotten into an altercation and began spraying a crowd full of people that caused him to be shot 10 times in his back, his arm, and his pelvis. As I cared for him over the next several hours, I came to learn that he had a broken and still mending arm that had had 3 surgeries, a tube coming out of his kidney because his kidney has been shot, a tube coming out of his groin so his urine can be filtered. He had a tube coming out of his bowels because his bowels had been perforated. What I didn't know was that his fiance was petrified because she was afraid of their future. She was afraid for his health, and she was so scared to do anything that would cause him additional pain. What I didn't know is that he came to my hospital because he felt he had been mistreated at the hospital where he had surgery and was recovering for almost 3 weeks, and all they wanted to give him was Tylenol for his pain because he was an African young man who had been shot. What I didn't know was that he knew he was a walking miracle and that God had spared his life for a reason. Why do we judge without knowing the story, the history, the circumstances? Today, I challenge you to elevate and to make a commitment to do better, to think better of people, to do as my grandmother would say and give people the benefit of the doubt, to be gracious in our thoughts and in our words. If we don't get a handle on this in our lives and in our culture, the atrocities like the one committed by Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and Roddy Byram will continue to happen. Like when they assumed malicious intent by Ahmaud Arbery for being in their community. If we don't get a handle on this, the deportation of certain people of color back to their homelands that are decimated with famine and civil war will continue, but we'll let our doors open for others. If we don't get a handle on this, the acceptance of people walking into our communities armed with assault rifles and allowing them to shoot up innocent people and not be held liable for it will continue to plague our front pages. Let's seek to ask more questions, to gain more information, to learn more. I had to deal with this in my own heart recently. Our son, he's been making some poor decisions and he's been having some untruths out of his mouth. And when my husband and I confronted him about what's going on, I had to sit down and really listen, and he shared with me that he was lonely because his sister has gone away to parochial school. She's at a prep school, and he loves her and he misses her. He was lonely because we've just come through a pandemic and he missed a year and a half of his childhood and being with his friends. He was having stress because now my mother has moved into our home, so not only does he have his mom and dad telling him what to do, but now grandma's telling him what to do, and it's too many adults course correcting him. We've lost almost a year and a half of our lives. We have survived a pandemic. We know we have lost hundreds of thousands of lives. But what else have we lost? Physical contact and interpersonal skills for a year and a half. Social growth and development. A year and a half of exploring, adventure, and new experiences. Let's stop asking what's wrong with you and let's start coming alongside people, sit next to them physically and proverbially, and let's ask them, as Oprah's new book said, what happened to you? This has been an episode of Nursing Your Heart, and I'm Nurse Teresa P., woman, wife, mother, and RN for the kingdom.
Dear future me,
will I ever smile again?
Dear future me,
will I die within?
Question.
Will I be
sometimes I wonder. The struggle is real. If I can be honest. Future me.
Will I get to feel again?
I put this wall up. They won't hurt me again.
I can see clearly now
future is calling. My future is calling. I gotta go. I can't stay here no more. I can't stay here no more. Gotta go.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, cough into your elbow.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM, James Fortune, with Dear Future Mia, a very inspirational word by our contributor, Teresa Prevett. You're listening to the best, the brightest of gospel music on a Sunday morning here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Brother Chris here, and we so enjoy highlighting some of the great, great talent across this nation. I have another one for you. She resides here in the Montreal area and has served at Nouvelle Vie, but she's originally from France. I'm speaking of Sandra Kouame. Here's her selection with the song Ce n'est pas mon combat on CKUT 90.3 FM.
This goes out to the worried. This goes out to the stressed. Sorting out a million thoughts running through your head. To everyone that's waiting for better days ahead. Tired and frustrated and leaving words unsaid. Please don't hold your breath. Just breathe. It's a miracle we can breathe. There's power in the way that we breathe. Release your heavy burdens and let everything that has breath praise the Lord. This is why we have breath.
There's no better way to start your Sunday
than with Mind, Soul, and Spirit with Jen, Chris, and DC.
Come on, let's get our praise on.
3 hours of power and praise.
Let me know.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. That is the unmistakable sound of the professor, Mr. James Hall, with his brand new single entitled Covered. Before that, we featured the Grammy Award-nominated Stellar and Dove Award-winning Maverick City Music. Check out their brand new Christmas EP, A Very Maverick Christmas, featuring holiday favorites and original songs. Guest artists include Brandon Lake, Natalie Grant, and Melvin Crispell III. It is a wonderful album and perfect for the holiday season. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Our song of the day is Right Around the Corner, featuring the man, the choir master, Mr. Ricky Diller. But before that, I got the Baylor Project. They're a four-time Grammy-nominated group consisting of a husband and wife team. I'm speaking of Marcus and Gene Baylor. Marcus Baylor was previously a drummer for the Yellow Jackets, and Gene Baylor was previously a member of the R&B group Zane. Well, anyways, they released a brand new EP on Friday, The Baylor Project, Generations. Go get it. Here's a single from the album entitled Only Believe on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Just be still. water on your face. Yeah. Gotta put the naysayers in their place. Yeah. They're looking real sad, don't they? Why they want it real bad, don't they? Yeah, I'ma say the things that you can't say. I'ma play the games that you can't play. Yeah. I'ma throw the gas on them. Yeah, watch me get the bag on them. Yeah, so I'm off to the races all through the day and telling everybody that you wrong. I can feel it in the air. Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good day. Yeah, cause I can feel it in the air. Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a good day. It's on your page and you block it. There's nothing that you can do, you never stop it. Teaching the schools, never went to college. The best thing that I ever did was move to Charlotte. Now I'm trying to get my message out in public. But you need the help to tell them that you love it. You don't think it's time, so I know you bugging. You ain't coming now, you ain't never coming. So I'm off to the races, all through the day. Telling everybody that's around. You can feel it in the air. Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good day. Yeah, cause I can feel it in the air. Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good day. Yeah,
I can feel it in the air. Yeah, yeah, yes. It's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good day. Yes, I can feel it in the air. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's gonna be a good day. Ooh, it's gonna be a good day.
Let's go, let's go.
This is
in now.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents our Song of the Day.
Breakthrough.
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 Hey. And my faith is in you, God.
Because you're all I've got.
Breakthrough.
Anybody feel your breakthrough is on the way? And while you're waiting, those of you are sick, healing. Heal. And my faith.
And my faith is in you, God.
Cause you're all I've got. God, your healing, you can declare with your hands lifted, victory. Come on, say it.
Victory.
And my faith.
My faith is in you, God.
Cause you're all I've got.
You're all I've got.
I'm Lord, I'm trusting.
Oh, you're
just a few minutes to go here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM. That was the choir master, the architect of complicated choral music, Ricky Dillard, from his upcoming album entitled Breakthrough, the title track, set for release in January of 2022. Before that, we also featured the Baylor Project, Greg Cox, and James Hall, all here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. Brother Chris here, getting ready to close up shop. Got a few announcements to go, but before that, here's a little music from Jaron Taylor and Cross Bearing. I Just Gotta Believe on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Impossible.
With just 8 minutes to go, you're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Jaron Taylor and Cross Bearing with I Just Got to Believe. If you're looking for things to do in the coming days, be sure to catch a ministry, the PPM Ministry, in service December the 18th at the Ritz at 3 p.m. The Imani Gospel Singers will be in performance at Le Bacon on December the 22nd at 8:30 p.m. And a staple, one of Montreal's great voices of all times, Michelle Sweeney, will be doing Noel Gospel at event at Le Bacon on Thursday, December the 23rd at 8:30 p.m. We'll be sure to share all that info as the dates approach. And be sure to catch us here on Christmas night, December the 25th, as Mind, Soul, and Spirit holds a very special holy night from 9 p.m. to midnight here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Here's Positive with Overcome on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better know they can't stop this now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Overcome us, here we are.
Let go.
Never been braver than when I'm in his arms. The Lord is my refuge for the giants and the storms. I hold up my head high. Ain't never met no one that could stop my Jehovah. So let me see the one day who overcome by the blood, yeah. He changed my story, now I can say, check the records, see I'm a child of the King Most High, so I will overcome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We can't be stopped, so let's go get up. Overcome time. One place I go turn up. Word I got time. Can't stop me turning up. Overcome, overcome. One place I go turn up. Never forsaken when I'm in his arms, my provider, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no ending to his love. I hold up my head high. See, I am not afraid, no. Now your presence is over me. Oh gosh, God make we overcome. So we burn down Satan's kingdom, make it overturn. And the violent take it by force. So we have to take everything them stole from us. My love, my peace, my joy, return to me. And every plan that the enemy, it can't work again. So let me see the one day who overcome by the blood, yeah. He changed my story, now I can say, check the records, see I'm a child of the King Most High, so I will overcome.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can't be stopped, so let's go get up. Overcome time. One place I could turn up. Overcome, overcome. One place I'm a turn up. Yes, we know that we are more than conquerors. Pick yourself up and overcome, 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 overcome. Lose your faith and overcome, 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 overcome. He fights my battles, so I am not afraid. Now your presence is over me. Oh gosh, that cancer you had last year. Bleeding up, cancer disappear. That tumor up in your brain, MRI can't find it again. Every month in a search for money, no money to chase after me. Every plan that the enemy try, it can't work again now. So let me see the one day who overcome by the blood, oh yeah.
I want to thank every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM here in the Montreal area, CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web. Brother Chris here sending big shout outs to my co-hosts, Jennifer Below and Dorothy D.C. Clark. We're going to close out the show, give the last voice for this Sunday service to a former Montrealer, Torontonian, Michelle Adams, with the selection Soar. God bless you all. Have a great Sunday.
alive.